Climate. We're going to look at that next, but we've been talking about marketing what many would describe as the unmarketable, tobacco, guns. We've had a call from Tim Bannister, who is the CEO for the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia. Now, he disagreed with comparing tobacco advertising with shooting, and also says that it's not just a weapon, that it can be used as a sport, and that's why people win medals for shooting. So thank you. Tim Bannister, good afternoon.
Yes, hi Sonia, how are you?
Yeah, very well.
Yeah, look, I'd just like to make the point, comparing tobacco with legal firearm use is, to me, a socially biased type opinion. There are more than 800,000 license holders in Australia. So about 1 in 23 people have a firearms license. In South Australia, there are about 60,000 people, and they have a firearm license, whether they're a farmer or a competitive shooter or a hunter, or doing culling work as well. So there are many legitimate users of firearms. And
which I think Jane Caro agreed and said she didn't think anyone would ban guns completely.
Yeah, but she also said that the sole purpose of a firearm was to kill. Now, that's a very socially biased point of view. My sporting firearms don't kill anything other than a piece of paper, and we win gold medals with our firearms. So I thought that was a little odd, and also this idea of that lobbying, if you're a firearms user group such as the SSAA or Sporting Shooters, that somehow that's not okay to lobby, but if you're Red Cross it is. So why wouldn't an organisation representing 800,000 people be seen to be okay to lobby? Why is that sort of, sounds a bit strange. But if you're the Red Cross, everyone says that's fine. Of course, we're going to talk with our legislators at a state and federal level and try and get the best outcomes for our members.
Do you think the gun lobby here in Australia perhaps gets people's backs up because of the intensity of the American side of things? Do you think that gets mixed up a bit, Tim?
Oh, it does, and I hate to say it, as a former journalist, the media are highly responsible for that because they like to point out bad things that happen with firearms overseas or here and make it sound like the norm. And even when talking to the gun lobby, are you talking about me? Because I'm the one that goes to the federal parliament. I'm not quite sure who people talk about when they say the gun lobby in Australia. Is it the legitimate shooting organisations? Is it the Australian Deer Association? Is it the Sporting Shooters? Is it Field and Game?
And do you think the conversation about guns in Australia is about facts or is it about perceptions?
It's very much perception. I'll give you one quick example. We were asked to write an article regarding legal hunting of lions in Africa last week in regard to the Cecil the Lion so-called outrage. Now, we wrote an article and it was rejected because it was we were told not sensationalist enough. So, when we actually write something factual, quite often the media ignores it. It's not emotional enough.
Interesting perspective. Tim, thank you very much for your time.
Anytime.
Tim Bannister, CEO of Sporting Shooters Association of Australia. It's 23 minutes to 2 here on 891 ABC Afternoons.